we were talking earlier in hour number one about the draft. You know, they move it from April, they move it back to May, and the Miami Dolphins needing some consistency in this draft because they're going to be looking at offensive line, they're going to be possibly looking at running back, at linebacker, at safety, a number of positions for the Miami Dolphins. And none other than ESPN expert, draft expert, Mel Kiper Jr. came out with his second mock draft today, and he had some options for the Miami Dolphins, picking at 19 in that first round. A couple of different options that Mel's going to get to, but one he stuck with our theme, and that's up front.
Zach Martin, to me, would be the guy because you can play him at left tackle. He could play guard, right tackle. It gives you great versatility. Remember, this guy started 50-plus games, was durable, great Senior Bowl week. He's a kid. Yeah, he's going to go. If he goes there, Arizona at 20, he's going to go somewhere in that first round. Knicks, probably mid-first round. Quanjo, I thought if he would have went back, could have been a top 5 to 10 pick, but he was inconsistent. So here you'll have him in the mix at that particular point of the first round. So I would say Zach Martin would be a real good pick for Miami at that point.
Athletic type of offensive lineman at the left side or at the right side. You have an opportunity to possibly move him in at guard. Guys, obviously, offensive line is going to be one of those positions that the Miami Dolphins have to address in both free agency in the draft. I don't think you can get away with just addressing it in one and not the other.
Oh, no, both are going to have to be in play for the Miami Dolphins because we're sitting here guesstimating about 3, maybe even possibly 4 spots being available that the Miami Dolphins may need to fill or just want to upgrade overall. Remember, new GM in place, and you know he's going to bring a little bit of his flair to the game as well. And depending on what they want to do, according with the offensive coordinator Lazor as well, you know that offensive line, I've said it a couple of times, I believe it's going to change. Just the body type is going to change. More athletic offensive linemen, and that leaves like 3 or 4 holes to fill for the Miami Dolphins.
Man, we're too in sync today, man. I 100%.
I'll let you talk first next time.
I know, right? I 100% agree. I think the body type is going to change because when you looked at, you know, and we've had a lot of changes this offseason with, you know, personnel and executives. And one of the things that they want to make sure that the general manager and the head football coach are on the same page. And if that's the case, when you look at, you know, where Coach Philbin came from and the type of offensive linemen that that were in Green Bay, there are guys that were moved, guys that were flexible, guys that could play multiple positions, not the big, you know, not the big long guys, maybe the guy's a little bit shorter, but the guy could move his feet a little better. And I think you're going to be able to see the run game improve because of that, because even when you see the type of runs that we have, there's stretch plays, there are things that, you know, the running back kind of slowly looks where he's going, then he hits. And you can only do that if you have an offensive lineman that can move. So I think that, yes, we're going to have a guy like Martin who can move a little bit. He's not the biggest tackle. He's only 305. Only 305.
Yeah, right.
But he's only 305, but the guy can move, and he's rangy, and he can play the game of football at a high level.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, athleticism. You mentioned that because of when you watch the Super Bowl, you look at the Seattle Seahawks get after people. Look at the way the Denver Broncos on the defensive side of the football, their front seven played an unbelievable game against stopping the running attack of Seattle and Marshawn Lynch. You have to be able to be athletic these days as an offensive lineman, get to the second level, but more importantly, protect your franchise quarterback. And Mel Kiper had some other options for the Dolphins at tackle if possibly Zach Martin is gone or Cyrus Kwanjo is gone or Morgan Moses from Virginia, another name that has been bantered around. Here's Mel Kiper on some other options at tackle.
You know, talk about Morgan Moses from Virginia, left tackle, I believe is a right tackle at the pro level. I think he's a late first, early second rounder. Antonio Richardson from Tennessee played left tackle. I think ultimately he could be a right tackle. So whether it's Moses, whether it's Richardson, you have certainly players in the mix, or you could wait until the second round and look at a right tackle like Jack Muhort from Ohio State, who's a prospect figures to go at that point. And want to look at third or fourth round, maybe Juwan James from Tennessee, who played that right tackle position opposite Richardson with a Volunteer. So they could go that route.
Yeah, there's another name that I saw at the Senior Bowl, guys, that I really liked. He's kind of off the radar. You might be able to get in the second or third round, possibly even the fourth round. Brandon Thomas from Clemson. He was one of those guys that really looked athletic and looked like he had the flexibility. If the Dolphins decide to address the tackle position in free agency, you may be able to move a guy like Thomas on the inside. And another guy that Mel mentioned was from Virginia, and that was Morgan Moses. This guy's 6'6", 325 pounds. And you might want to shy away from a guy that is that big. You don't think he's that athletic to play the tackle position. But I was so impressed with what Bryant McKinney did coming from the Ravens and really not playing and stepping right in, not knowing the plays, not knowing the schemes, and really held down the left side of the offensive line through all the turmoil that went and all the changes that went along that offensive line. I thought Bryant did an unbelievable job.
He did do a great job here. He got a lot of help from Incognito early on. Relaying the signals.
Where I'm going, who I've got. Yeah.
Just turn that way. Turn that way. So he got a lot of help in that situation. And then when the Miami Dolphins had the problems on the offensive line, the scandal that went on, then Bryant McKinney, he had to kind of tell and lead the younger guys that were kind of stepping in there. So I think it was a lot on his plate late in the season. He just expressed that he wants to come back here for another shot for the Miami Dolphins. We'll see if that's going to happen. If I'm correct, you interviewed Morgan Moses.
Yes, I did.
At the Senior Bowl.
I barely did.
He made you look really small. He was one of those guys that had that, you know, Jake Long type size body.
It looked like Jesse and Sam when they were talking to Bryant McKinney in those director's chairs. I thought when Bryant got up, the chair was going to like stick to him and he was going to take it down the hallway.
Big man.
Yeah, he's a big man. But he did a great job, Tuan, being able to come in and really solidify the left side for, you know, for not only protection, but in the run game.
I mean, you know, hey, Bryant McKinney, I mean, he's a professional. And I think, you know, a guy like that, even though he's a mammoth of a man, you know, you say, well, if you're talking about being more athletic and you're talking about, you know, being smaller and quicker, how does he fit in? But if you're going to go that route, you can do that at left tackle. I think you can do that one position. You can go smaller at the guard position. You know, the thing I don't want at number 19, I don't want us to reach on a guy. I mean, you know, Moses, I mean, he's a late first round pick, and to be able to take a 19th pick on him, I mean, are we reaching for a guy? Is there another guy that we can take and feel comfortable that we can find, or even trade down and find a couple tackles and guards in the high second round? I think, you know, when I'm looking at this draft this year, there's going to be a lot of offensive linemen. I mean, the college level's done a great job this year of having a lot of offensive linemen. I think it's going to be some diamonds in the rough in the high second round where you're going to still have five or six guys that were right on the cusp of being first round picks that if we were able to trade down and get to the second round, we may be able to get two, three guys high second round and still get the same value than, you know, chasing a Moses, you know, at that 19th pick where really he's a high second round pick.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tuan. And it all predicated on free agency. Let's see what the Miami Dolphins and new general manager Dennis Hickey end up doing in free agency. And if they address that tackle spot or they address the guard spot, then we'll have a pretty good indication where that magnifying glass is going to end up in May.
$35 million in the bank.
That's right. let's go do it, right? Let's stay with Mel Kiper Jr. from ESPN on his second mock draft and some of the other positions, not only at offensive line, but somewhere else, maybe on the defensive side of the football, that are going up in value in today's NFL.
Well, you need four of them, and to me, that used to be your nickel dime guy was, you know, valuable, but not like it is now. I mean, you're on a field. I mean, you need four or five corners to get through a year. Sometimes them teams got to get to the sixth corner, you know, with the practice squad and all that. So to me, the league throwing and spreading it out so many pass catching options now. You better have, and your safeties better cover. So you know, the hard hitters. Look what happens when you have a hard hit in the NFL. It gets a penalty. You know, so you know, you need cover guys. You know, you don't need intimidators anymore. So, yes, for safety position, that's something you have to change your whole philosophy there. Cornerback, because of the depth you need, you know, pushes all these guys up just a bit. So, yeah, I think, you know, running back, I've always said for 35 years I wouldn't take one in the first round, and now, over the last 5 years, definitely not. You have to rate him as such, but I would never, and I've said it for 35 years, I would never, I don't care who you're talking about, I would never draft a running back in the first round. History tells you you can get one late or even not at all. Maybe he's even a priority free agent. And you say, why? Because very few teams need them. Most teams have two or three. There's only three to four teams that are really going to prioritize running back even within the first three rounds. And in the first round, I don't even see a running back going. Maybe Carlos Hyde from Ohio State, but there's a chance no running backs could go in the first round this year.
A lot of valid points from Mel Kiper Jr. on his mock draft and the draft heading, looking forward to it in May. And I think his first point's right on, because the Miami Dolphins went through a ton of injuries in the defensive secondary. You had Dimitri Patterson that struggled pretty much all season long, could not stay on the field. And when he was on the field, he was very productive. He tied for the lead, team lead in interceptions with four with Brent Grimes on the other side. But I can remember games that the Miami Dolphins finished with Jimmy Wilson playing corner. They had to go on the San Francisco practice roster to get Michael Thomas, who came up with a big play late in a game against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. So you always have to stockpile, especially at the position of corner, because you never know. We thought we were there with the two young guys, but they never were able to get on the field because of injury.
And, you know, it just seems like every single year, I don't care which football team it is, you accumulate injuries at the same position. And it just seems like with the Miami Dolphins throughout the year, you know, we were dropping like flies in the secondary, and we had to go to the backup and the backup to the backup, you know, to get the job done. It worked out against the New England Patriots, but that was the position that was snake bitten by the Miami Dolphins last year in that secondary. And, you know, I mean, we missed Patterson big time, and you just would love to have seen how that defense would have fared the entire season with Patterson in there alongside Brent Grimes.
And here's the thing. I mean, people ask all the time, is cornerback a position of need? We don't know, because the guys that we drafted in 2013 weren't able to get on the field, whether it be injury at one point, whether it be when they got healthy, they weren't fully healthy. We didn't want to put them out there. And, you know, is Patterson the guy? Is Davis the guy? I don't know. And those are the challenges that we're having. And if you're the new if you're Dennis Hickey and you didn't select these guys and you don't have any knowledge of them, you know, are you willing to put your future on two unknown guys that were hurt for the entire year? And I think those are the questions that the Miami Dolphins are going to be asking themselves. Hey, I think, you know, the more depth you have at a position like that, the better. So I think they're going to go in with an open mind, but I think they're going to draft, if not bring in another veteran, you know, and to challenge in those positions. And the key is signing Grimes. We have to figure out a way to keep Grimes. The guy is a talent, and he made this defense so much better.
We haven't had a player like that on this defense for a long time.
And Sam Madison will tell you they haven't had one like that since him and Pat.
And I might have to agree with him, because the way he was able to attack people, and he was able to really make opposing wide receivers and opposing quarterbacks take another look, because he would anticipate. I think his anticipation on the football was so good, and he was calculated. He just wasn't guessing. He was calculated on when he wanted to cut a route or jump a route or be in the right, be somewhere where he schematically wasn't supposed to be, but he ended up in the right spot. Mel Kiper Jr. talked a little bit about running backs. He might not take one in the first round. He talked about Carlos Hyde from Ohio State. That's a possibility of sneaking in to the first round. Here's his thoughts on local product, a South Florida running back, St. Thomas, and Wisconsin running back James White.
White's a great college back who certainly helped his cause. I mean, they had a stable of outstanding backs, and he was the guy that I think was the money back for them. You know, Gordon provided the flash. White was the guy that just continuously played good football, and a guy they relied on heavily. I think he's a guy day three is going to be brought into the fold and be a good number two back.
I think so, too. I think you're going to get a steal with James White. Can you imagine, Twan, that at St. Thomas Aquinas High School, at one time, they had James White and Giovanni Bernard in the same backfield?
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
That was almost unfair.
I'll tell you, James White was a guy, when he came out, I thought he should have been, you know, high school player of the year. I mean, we made him Dolphins high school player of the year, but I thought he should have been a high school player of the year in South Florida. I mean, he could catch the ball. He could run with the ball. He could be elusive. He was a power back. The guy was very talented. And what he's done in the college level has been, like, fantastic. I mean, the guy really understands the game, and he's a good kid. I mean, and I guess where I disagree with Mel Kiper, and I know in the last few years that the running back position has really been downgraded, but if you look at the teams that really push into the playoffs – there's two things that people say in the National Football League that we're not doing anymore. We're not playing defense, and we're not running the football. Let me tell you, Marshawn Lynch is a terror. And, you know, when he steps on the football field, he changes what you need to do. And Denver, one of the reasons that their defense didn't play very well, they had eight guys in the box. And they had to do that, and now they had all these guys one-on-one, and they were able to stress the field. They were really able to do whatever they wanted because they had to stop Marshawn Lynch. And later on in the game, they dropped back. You know, they had this guy kind of playing halfway between in the box and out of the box. Then they took it. Then Marshawn started, you know, getting a couple shots, running the ball. So I disagree that if you have a a serious running back, a guy that can is a game changer. You believe that he can pound the ball and wear those defenses down. You need to pull the trigger on it, whether it's the first round, whether it's the second round. But I don't believe that if you believe in a guy, you have to wait till the fourth and fifth round to grab him.
Yeah, I think a lot of backs are bigger backs around the country are getting a lot more notoriety. But James White really helped himself at the Senior Bowl, not only in the game but at practice. He was able to catch the football. He wasn't a liability in pass protection, and more importantly, he was able to get to the back end of holes in between the tackles.